It's a girl again, Artlyn, and welcome to my podcast. Well, for this football season, I've decided to be a little bit more deliberate about my podcast. And I know last week I spoke about some of our greatest football fears. A friend of mine responded and said he has actually seen all of his greatest football fears. So nothing beat him by surprise. He's actually a Manchester United fan. However, I have this very interesting topic I'd like us to discuss. I was talking to somebody last week and I told him that I actually have a podcast. He was like, okay. So I went further to explaining to him that it's a sports podcast focused on football. Then his reaction actually shocked me. I heard it was like, wow, this is strange. First, it's like, what's strange? You listening to football? Do you even listen to football? I was like, I don't only listen, I watch football. It's quite interesting. I was like, you like the noise, you like seeing people. I said, I love everything about it. It's like, you don't look it. Then that grabbed my attention. So my question is, should Christian sisters actually watch or talk about football? Because to him, he said that you're Christian. You're not just a Christian, you're also a sister. So it's strange that you listen to football or you watch football. And now you're actually talking about it. So I'm like, okay. Interestingly, right? So I'm like, okay, let's discuss this in my podcast. Now, do you think Christian sisters should watch or talk about football? Now, let's actually leave Christian sisters. Let's talk about female. Now, as a guy, what's your perception when you see a girl talk about football? Do you think she's a tomboy, Do you think she is an unserious fellow, right? Do you think she is so jovial? So what's your perception when you see a female, right, engage in football? Now, let's move one step ahead or further. Now, imagine that female is actually somebody that goes to church, somebody that actually preaches the word of God, or somebody that actually is in the choir, or somebody who is like a very top person when it comes to spiritual gatherings, right? Now, what then you see the person, right, watch football. As a guy, what comes to your head? As a female, what comes to your head? Now, do you think this person isn't serious? Do you think this person is pretending, right? Do you think this person is also a sinner, right? Or do you think it's a normal thing? To some other people, it's a norm, right? You see a girl talk about football, to some people, it's a norm, right? There are other people who would be taken aback and they're like, that's strange. You versus you, it's not the same. Now, this you and that you doesn't equate this person I'm seeing, right? Does it change your personality? Does it change your perception about that person? Or you just take it as it's a norm? For me, I've had experiences where I have discussions with people. I think I've been a bit lucky with the kind of guys I have around me, right? But not so lucky, right? I have females right from time that when I talk about football, they kind of engage it like on a normal ground, like no discrimination. No, you're a girl. Ah, come on, I can't speak football with you. I don't think I have such friends, right? So that was why when I heard this conversation with my friend, I was a bit not... I don't know. I was a bit skeptical about if I should respond or I should just overlook, right? But it kept coming, right? What if you see other people who think you are this person, and then you tell the person, oh no, I also have a podcast when I talk about sport, and that's that point they have a different perception about who I really am, or they decide to, you know, give a different perception to my personality. So what do you think about such? And as a girl, have you actually encountered a space where you are not wanted, or where people think you shouldn't be because you're a female? And have you ever been discriminated because you're a female who watches football, right? Or have you ever been intimidated because you're also a female who watch football? Or are you a Christian and you're ashamed of actually talking about football? Now, all these things around the womanhood, right? But now, bringing it to the Christendom, what's your perception about female who watch football? I would like to take this discussion further, right, by bringing in people who I could hear their own perception, right? So in the coming weeks, hopefully, I'd be able to engage top Christians, right? Top female Christians who love football, who engage with the game, and top Christian brothers also who actually watch football and have a different perception about seeing females who engage football. So we have like three categories of people: female who engage football, right? Male who don't actually see it as anything, and actually male who sees it as something. I've had a colleague of mine talk about, I can't marry a lady who watches football. Why? Because it's not going to be interesting. No, I can't imagine my wife talking about football. Chelsea. No. I can't imagine. So my husband should imagine me, actually. I'll be talking about it. So I don't think it's a big deal, right? So, but some other people would take it as a big deal. So in the coming weeks, I would love to engage people. So if you actually want to be in this session, right, you could write me a mail, right, and what time would be convenient for you to be in my podcast. Write a mail to heartlandsignatures@gmail.com, right, and I would love to bring you on board so that we could engage this interesting topic. Should Christian sisters watch or talk about football? So if you have a different perception, please, I would love to hear it. So till we meet again, my name is Artlin, and I'm living in the hands of God. Thank you.